segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors this morning on KFGO. Another wonderful fall weekend, and our weather pattern is holding nicely with warm weather last week and some decent weather this weekend, and it's even looking like in the next week we're not going to quite get into that cooler weather. Although mornings, Barry, if you've noticed, you get up early like I do. If you know, yeah. I let the dog out at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, it's kind of got that nice crisp feel.
Oh,
you know, it warms up during the day, but it's nice
crisp
in the morning.
Feel. Boy, I love this time of the year. It's absolutely the best when early mornings. I mean, even if I don't have to be somewhere, I like getting up early in the morning, getting outside for just a little bit, just to enjoy that nice, calm, crisp air in the fall.
It's
great up here.
It is nice. Okay, so we're talking about the Cormorant Fall Classic. Now, you said 30, 32 pounds going to be the winning weight likely. It's getting bigger and bigger every year. I know you can't say, well, they're going to catch him here or there, but what's the typical pattern this time of the year? What are guys jigging? Are they rigging? Are they crankbaiting? Are they dynamiting? What are they doing?
You're going to see the guys out there with big minnows. They're going to be fishing the big minnows this time of the year, and whether they put them on a jig or they put them on a rig to be able to pull them through. And, you know, sometimes, some days you can get that deep bite to go pretty well. But what I've noticed, and I've been tournament director for quite a few years now in this tournament, what I've noticed is it's hard to get that deep bite to go 2 days in a row. I've seen some really nice bags come in on a deep bite. And when I say deep bite, I'm talking over 20 feet of water, okay. You know, 20 down to 35 or something of that nature. But boy, if they get them to go one day, it's hard to see it go 2 days in a row. So some of those guys that have queued in and they found a deep bite, they realize that they got to get back up into the shallow water. But surprisingly enough, a lot of times some big weights will come out of 6, 8, 10 feet of water.
Really?
Get up there into those cabbage weeds and pulling around those big minnows right up in that shallow water. And they'll get up there. And it's something that I have a tough time mastering myself in that shallow water. But there's some really good shallow water fishermen that'll be out there.
And I think for your average everyday angler who's not a tournament walleye angler, I think that surprises them, Barry. And it continues to surprise me. Devil's Lake is a whole different story. You can catch walleyes in a foot of water or 40 feet of water in Devil's Lake. They seem to be everywhere.
Yep.
But in Minnesota, especially in Cormorant, clear water, lots of weeds in shallow water, cabbage and whatnot. It surprises people like me that in the middle of the day, for example, you could be in 6 feet of water and be catching walleyes on Minnesota Lake.
Well, I certainly think a part of it has to do with that's where you're finding some of the big fish. And in tournaments, you're looking for big fish. You're looking to try to catch the big fish. And the big fish, as they grow and they mature, there's less and less that they're afraid of. They get to be the king of the predators out there. So they'll go ahead and they'll skirt up into where that food is at in those shallow waters, and they won't be as afraid, whereas some of the smaller walleyes won't. But, that's if you find them up there, chances are your average size is probably going to be a little bit bigger.
What's the biggest walleye, singularly, that comes out of this tournament? Do guys catch a 10-pounder a year? Do they catch an 8-pounder, a 7-pounder? What's the big fish?
Typically, we'll see some walleye hit the scales. It'll be over 7 pounds. But when you start getting upwards on top of 8 pounds and bigger, then that's more rare occurrence. But I would bet that we'll see some 7-pound-plus walleye come across.
And is Cormorant, is that known for that range of walleyes, is that the upper end? I'm sure there are, somewhere in the lake, there's a 10-pound walleye swimming around. I mean, they're always
in Minnesota. You start talking 7, 8-pound walleyes, that's the upper end. I mean, it's tough to really find some of those larger walleyes that get larger than that. That's where those big walleyes in Minnesota, they truly are a trophy because of where they came out of. But it's tough to find bigger walleye than that 20, 27, 28, okay. 29 inch.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you know this because you talked to the DNR, but Cormorant, I believe, is a lake that is not stocked, right? It's a naturally reproducing lake, which whenever I've talked to the DNR guys, they say, look, you know, this proves that you don't need to stock walleyes. If you have the right conditions naturally occurring, Cormorant is an incredible fishery.
Yes.
And it's all naturally occurring.
And it's sometimes misunderstood. The state of Minnesota that has the biggest walleye stocking program of anybody in the U.S., probably fourfold bigger than the closest competitor as far as walleye stocking program. But as a general rule, that Minnesota DNR stocks lakes that do not naturally reproduce. And Big Cormorant is one of those lakes. They naturally reproduce. It's not a stock lake. Now, some of the lake owner associations, they'll go ahead and put some fish in there. But for the most part,
wasting their money. Well, I'm just saying, you didn't say it. I said it. They're wasting their money. They don't need to.
Well, and And that certainly could be. You know, at times, you know, man has their impact. Lakes have a carrying capacity, you know, and if that carrying capacity gets disrupted, it's going to find its equilibrium again. I think at times, you know, maybe we throw off equilibriums with our interference. You know, mm-hmm. we might have one species that we're not harvesting start to overcome another species that wouldn't naturally happen without our interference. But it's an interesting situation to be able to sit down with the DNR and hear directly from them and what they're seeing, because in Minnesota, they're real careful about what they say without being really sure about what's happening on a body of water.
Yep, you bet. Anything else you want to get out there, Barry, about FM walleyes? I know there's a big event coming up in October,
right? We've got Al and Ron Linder are going to be coming up to speak here the third week in October, and this is going to be a session that FM Walleyes has got free and open to the public, so anybody can come on in. But talk about two just dynamic guys that have been in the industry, and I've had the opportunity to fish next to Al, and I think I learned more fishing next to Al. And when I say next to him, he was in a boat 50 to 75 feet away from me during a tournament. And we were both fishing the same area, and just fishing next to him for probably that half an hour to an hour, I learned more just observing the way he fishes a little bit. But the guy is sharp. And, you know, I think Al, this time around, as they're getting back into the media and getting real active again, I can just tell that they said, you know what, let's go back this time and let's just have fun with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And certainly they don't need to be working. They have a blast with what they're doing. And, boy, their sponsors are just thrilled to have them back in the industry working. Al's son is really hitting the bass tournament circuits down in California real hard, and he's enjoying that. But it's real nice at this time in their life to be able to have the opportunity to sit down and visit with them and have them present information to our group up here in FM Walleyes. It's not often you get them in a public speaking environment. So, I mean, watch paper. Third weekend, third Thursday, I believe it is, in October, okay. They'll be up.
And we'll talk more about that later on this show and on my daily show on KFGO. We'll get the word out, and we'll try to get a huge crowd there for
the
that. I know people are going to want
to. The other thing that's happening in our Cormorant Classic tournament that I think is kind of fun is we expanded our season this year to three tournaments. And going in, and we count the two best finishes out of the three tournaments. And that third tournament was an otter tail that we added this year. And going into it, one of the situations that happens is the best two out of three is some of the things might be a little bit closer to being decided. So we've got a different situation this year, but our first place for season points is really going to be up between three different anglers that are going to be competing for it. And I thought that might take away from it, but really I think it's being a lot of fun. But we've got Anderson, Team Anderson, Longtime. They're the only team that can really walk away from it by taking a first place finish that nobody else can beat them. If they walk away with a first, they won the Pelican Spring Classic this spring, and if they get a first here in Otter Tail, and they're very good at Otter Tail, they can do it. Then they're the only team that really can walk away. Otherwise, you've got a number of different scenarios of teams that got first and seconds. So we get Sanchez and Roll, and they got a second place finish at Pelican, and they got a first place finish at Otter Tail, and that kind of sets the bar. A first and second could tie.
Okay.
But two first could beat them.
Okay, interesting. And I apologize, Barry. I'm up against a hard break here. I'm up against the clock. I need to stop you there. We'll get you back in a couple weeks from now. We'll talk more about everything that's happening with FM Walleyes. But I do need to take a quick break here. When we return, we'll talk with Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service and Woodland Resort up at Devil's Lake. Get the report from there with his big warrior boat up there, and then later on the program, Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park. He's going to be selling some red tails, I assume, to the boys from FM Walleyes during this Cormorant Fall Classic. So we'll talk to Corey as well. You're listening to the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning. Don't go away. He can't even bait a hook.